Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Tuesday, May the 22nd, at least six people die and over 200 are injured in clashes between police and protesters following contested election results in Indonesia. A Catholic missionary in Central African Republic and one in Mozambique are murdered in cold blood. And Pope Francis asks for prayers for Chinese Catholics. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. In Indonesia, demonstrations over the outcome of last month's presidential election rocked the heart of the capital city today after an overnight face-off between police and protesters, which left six people dead and many wounded. Sister Carmelan reports.
The riots followed an announcement by the General Election Commission confirming that President Joko Widodo had beaten his challenger, a former general, in the April 17 poll. Crowds swelled in central Jakarta today, and police say they expect more protesters to join them before nightfall. Protests that began calmly on Tuesday turned violent after nightfall, with police firing tear gas to disperse the crowd. Officials said that by the morning, six people had been killed and 200 wounded. President Widodo said security was now under control and warned of tough action against those instigating riots. So far, police have arrested up to 100 people. Widodo's challenger, General Prabowo, who has refused to concede defeat, called for peaceful protests and crowd control. President Widodo won more than 85 million votes of 154 million cast in the world's third largest democracy, but the retired general has alleged massive cheating and irregularities. I'm Sister Carmelan.
The death of a child migrant from Guatemala held at the border in South Texas has prompted U.S. border agents to temporarily close the facility where he died. 16-year-old Carlos Hernandez Vasquez reportedly died after being detained at the facility for 6 days. That's twice as long as generally allowed by U.S. law. After being diagnosed with flu on Sunday, he was transferred to a Border Patrol Trolls station. Carlos was the fifth minor since December to die after being apprehended by border agents. In a statement, U.S. Customs and Border Protection said it would stop detaining migrants at its processing center in McAllen, Texas. It said that a large number of people in custody were found to have high fevers. The processing center is a converted warehouse that holds hundreds of parents and children at a time in large, fenced-in pens. A top security expert at the United Nations has warned that the risk that nuclear weapons could be used is at its highest since World War II. Joaquin Tigan reports.
The risks of nuclear war are particularly high now. Renata Dwan, director of the United Nations Institute for Disarmament Research, told journalists in Geneva. Dwan pointed to several factors, including continued modernization of nuclear weapons programs, strategic competition between the United States and China, and the emergence of armed groups, private sector forces, and new technologies, blurring the line between crime and defense. For some of these factors, Dwan said, the risk that the use of nuclear weapons are higher now than at any time since World War II. It was less than a month ago that Pope Francis lamented in front of the members of the Pontifical Academy of Social Sciences the lack of attention paid to nuclear disarmament in today's political climate. A new season of worrying nuclear confrontation seems to be opening, the Pope said, warning them that the placing of new nuclear arms on Earth and in space would raise the danger of a nuclear holocaust. Although 122 countries have signed a treaty to ban nuclear weapons, Dwan pointed out that this recognition of risks is in itself an invitation to acknowledge the urgency of the issue. The fact also remains that the United States, Russia, and other nuclear weapon states strongly oppose the Nuclear Weapons Prohibition Treaty, supported by the Nobel Peace Prize laureate, International Campaign for the Abolition of Nuclear Weapons. One of the latest countries to ratify the treaty was Cuba in 2018, 56 years after the Cuban Missile Crisis, when for 13 days a conflict between Washington and Moscow brought the world closer to nuclear war than it had ever been before. This is Joachim Teigen.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has secured a majority government, capping off a shock result in Saturday's election. With about 80% of votes counted, the Liberal National Coalition has now reached the 76 seats needed to control the lower house. The result has defied long-term polls that had predicted a Labour Party win for the first time in 6 years. Labour leader Bill Shorten has said he is standing down. Ukraine's new president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has announced his new administration. He has reportedly placed some of his former TV colleagues in several key positions. His only political experience until now has been playing the role of president in a television show. However, not all positions have gone to former entertainment professionals. And in Pakistan, the family of a 10-year-old girl who was abducted and murdered say they were ignored by police when they tried to report her missing. Police reportedly told the family that the child might have eloped and they were made to carry out errands for officers. The child vanished in Islamabad on the 15th of May and a body believed to be hers was found on the 20th of May. Police are investigating if she was raped and tortured and protests are being held to demand justice. Pope Francis today brought worldwide attention to a Spanish missionary sister who was murdered in the Central African Republic. The body of Sister Ines Nieves Sancho was found on the same day a missionary priest was killed in Mozambique, as Devon Watkins reports.
In his greetings to French-speaking pilgrims at the Wednesday General Audience, Pope Francis called the Spanish missionary a woman who has given her life for Jesus in the service of the poor.
Una donna in più che dà la vita per Gesù nel servizio dei poveri.
Sister Ines Nieves Sancho, age 77, was found murdered near her home in the Central African Republic on Monday morning. Her body had been horribly mutilated at her workshop in the village of Nola, which is part of the Diocese of Berberati. According to the Osservatore Romano, at some point during the night between Sunday and Monday, unknown assailants entered Sister Ines's home and forcibly took her to the workshop, where she regularly held sewing lessons for local girls to help improve their lives. There, her attackers decapitated her and mutilated her body. Though the assailants' motives remain unknown, the Osservatore Romano reports that investigators are pursuing links to trafficking in organs. Sister Ines belonged to the small local community of the Daughters of Jesus. As Pope Francis pointed out, she spent several decades in Nola teaching young women how to sew, dedicating her life to this mission at all costs. She was buried on Tuesday morning. Separately, a missionary priest from Congo was also killed on Sunday in Mozambique's coastal city of Beira. Father Landry Ibil Ikwel, age 34, was stabbed in his community's house and brought to hospital where he died from his wounds, according to the Fides news agency. An investigation is underway. Father Landry was ordained a priest in 2016 and belonged to the Congregation of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary. He was the director of an institute for the blind in Beira, which offers help with education, rehabilitation, and social integration for the visually impaired. In a statement sent to Fides, his congregation lamented Father Landry's death and prayed that wherever death seeks to reign, life may prevail. I'm Devon Watkins.
And Pope Francis this morning held his weekly general audience in the Vatican, concluding his series of catecheses on the Our Father prayer. He noted that the prayer that is born of the audacity to call God by the name of Father expresses a filial intimacy into which we are introduced by the grace of the Holy Spirit. Robin Gomes reports.
Pope Francis cited a few examples from the New Testament that echoed the Lord's Prayer that Jesus taught. In Mark's Gospel, for example, Jesus prays, Abba, Father, all things are possible to you. Take this cup away from me, but not what I will, but what you will. Here we discover his filial trust in the Father amidst the darkness, fear, and anguish of the night of Gethsemane, where he asks the Father that his will be fulfilled.
La preghiera deve essere insistente. E soprattutto deve portare il ricordo dei fratelli
Elsewhere, the Pope said Jesus teaches his disciples to cultivate a spirit of prayer that is insistent, but above all, that bears the memory of our brothers and sisters, especially when we have difficult relationships with them. In this regard, Jesus says, "When you stand to pray, forgive anyone against whom you have a grievance, so that your Heavenly Father may in turn forgive you your transgressions."
Protagonista di ogni preghiera cristiana è lo Spirito Santo.
Pope Francis noted that the New Testament indicates that the first protagonist and teacher of all Christian prayer is the Holy Spirit. Through the grace of the Spirit, Christian prayer attracts us to the dialogue of love of the Most Holy Trinity. Citing the cry of Jesus on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Pope Francis noted that the prayer appears to be far from the text of the Our Father. The Pope explained that the Father cannot abandon his Son, yet his love for us sinners has brought Jesus to this point because he has taken upon himself all our sins.
Dio mio, in quel mio c'è il nucleo della relazione col Padre.
However, even in this anguished cry, the Pope explained, the word my remains the core of his relationship with the Father. But to pray genuinely, the Pope said, we must make ourselves little so that the Holy Spirit may come into us and guide us in prayer. I'm Robin Gomes.
And finally, at the conclusion of Wednesday's general audience, Pope Francis led the faithful in prayer for Chinese Catholics ahead of Friday's World Day of Prayer for the Church in China. Christopher Wells has more.
Venerdì prossimo, 24 maggio, celebreremo la festa della Beata Vergine Maria, aiuto dei cristiani, particolarmente venerata in Cina.
The upcoming feast of Our Lady, Help of Christians, offered Pope Francis the opportunity to express his special closeness and affection to all the Catholics in China, who among daily labors and trials continue to believe, to hope, and to love. Speaking directly to the faithful in China, the Holy Father said,
"La nostra mamma del cielo vi aiuti tutti ad essere testimoni di carità e di fraternità."
May our Mama of Heaven help you all to be witnesses of charity and of fraternity, always remaining united in the communion of the universal Church. He then assured them of his own prayers and his blessing before leading the faithful in praying the Hail Mary for Chinese Catholics.
Pregamo insieme alla Madonna, la Madonna, Ave Maria.
An image of Our Lady, Help of Christians, is found in the shrine dedicated to Our Lady of Shashan in Shanghai and is an object of special devotion to the faithful in China. In May of 2007, in his letter to Chinese Catholics, then Pope Benedict XVI asked that the Feast of Mary, Help of Christians, on the 24th of May, be celebrated as a World Day of Prayer for the Church in China. I'm Christopher Wells.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. Join us tomorrow at this same time for more. Meanwhile, for these and other stories, you can visit our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter. My thanks go to Gustavo Messina in studio in the Vatican. I'm Linda Bordoni. Bye-bye.